Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. Pew! It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And Ben, Alabama and Georgia recruiting is the opposite of Auburn recruiting right now.
At this point, yes, it is.
As good as Auburn is recruiting, they are equally in the opposite direction. And it's kind of blowing my mind, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, the thing, it depends on which fan base you're talking to as well. So I got a buddy, big Alabama fan, Alabama undergrad. It'll work itself out. Everything's fine. You guys don't get too high and mighty. Georgia fan base, some of them are concerned. And like my old roommate stepdaddy is like, this is a problem because Kirby has decided he just don't want to pay a lot of players. He's not going to give that big asking price right up front. And he's thinking he can still get the Saban or quote-unquote Georgia discount. And I think kids are realizing that that's kind of horse hockey. So they're going elsewhere, whether it be Auburn, because Auburn just did get one that was kind of choosing between Auburn and Georgia. Or they're just deciding, I'll weigh my options then. If you aren't going to throw a number out there for me, then that's cool. So I don't know how much of that will rectify itself before it's all said and done with. But right now, the guy that was not supposed to be able to recruit in the Southeastern Conference to a team that was not doing very well, to a team that has gone through three coaches in the last 6 years with the firing of Malzahn, the hiring of Harsin, to the firing of Harsin, to the hiring of Freeze, to the firing of Freeze. That dude is kicking some butt right now as far as the recruiting trail is concerned for Auburn University. And the other two that are supposed to be solid signed for life contracts are not doing so hot.
I think the kids call it shoving them in a locker is what they say. And Golish has put Kirby in a locker twice in the last 10 days. So
Kyle, in the next 30 days, that could be 4 to 5 times.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on the flip side, I mean, there's going to be some opportunities for them to win some battles too. But just give you some context, okay? Let's just start with the state of Georgia, okay? This is the state of Georgia that has the University of Georgia in it, who dominates the state of Georgia in recruiting in a state that's one of the most talented states probably per capita when it comes to football in the entire country. That's why such a great job, because literally – your top 25 in the state of Georgia are going to be like high four-star kids, okay?
Oh, there's going to – okay, so before you move on with this, there are a couple of jobs like that. Number one is Louisiana. Mm-hmm. The LSU controls the state of Louisiana. There's nobody that's going to go in there and get their guys. Even though Texas A&M has a lot of money, Texas still controls a lot of the state of Texas. University of Texas does. A&M is there with them. But then right there is Georgia, because Georgia Tech ain't going to dip into Georgia. And even those South Georgia kids, they're not looking at Gainesville first. They're looking at Georgia first, and then they'll follow through with Gainesville if somebody calls. So now I'll let you go with your list. But I digress. I wanted to run through those three states that were pretty controlled.
Currently, as it sits, in the top 25 in the state of Georgia, how many kids do you think are committed to Georgia in the top 25?
In the top 25 from the state of Georgia, I would go with 50%. Let's say 12.
So you think, okay, so you're expecting that Georgia has 12 commits inside of the top 25 in the state of Georgia?
Yes, because I have not looked at any of these lists. I'm doing this blindly.
You haven't, because the answer is actually one. Whoa. One player in the top 25 of the state of Georgia is committed to Georgia. And there's only, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 remaining that are uncommitted.
So they ain't even getting to 12. They could, even if they win 100%.
They may only get 2, because the number 4 prospect in the state of Georgia is an offensive tackle, and I think it's presumed that Georgia is the favorite in that one. But it seems like there's no predictions anywhere like to Georgia or anything on the others. But here's the crazy thing: the others are the number. So you got the number 4 player; they'll probably get him. Okay,
yeah.
So you got a number six player. And then the only ones left are the number 21 and the number 22. That's it in the top 25. I've never seen that before, ever, like as far as Georgia goes.
No, I mean, because as I said, I mean, that's the – they're literally the big dog in the room. Like everybody
– 2 years ago, Ben, 2 or 3 years ago, they got – it wasn't – yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. They got like seven out of the top 10.
Yeah, I remember
that.
And then
last year, the numbers went down a little bit. And then this year, it's like, holy cow. And then if you're – so people will say, well, maybe they're just getting commits from other places. You know, maybe that's what's happening. Currently, they are sitting at number 23 in recruiting with 13 commits. 2 5-stars, 3 4-stars, and 8 3-stars, 13 commits currently.
Wow.
And sitting there at 23. So that is borderline. It's really blown my mind. They're 2 5-stars. One of them's from Pennsylvania and the other one's from, well, I don't know. It's only showing one now. I'm assuming this kid's probably a 5-star somewhere, this tight end from North Carolina.
Yeah, I would assume so. So what's to make – put yourself in a Georgia fan's shoes. What's to make of that?
Well, so I would ask myself a couple of questions. Number one, how young is the team? Is there a lot of spots coming free after this season? Like that could obviously be context to it. But still, I'm concerned that we are not adapting. This feels a lot like Dabo Swinney and Clemson.
I used that exact example with Zach on my show.
Yeah.
I said Kirby is coming across as the next Dabo. Now, not near as everybody's going to hear that and they're going to go, now, come on. Now, I'm not talking about like his heels dug in. Like Dabo was, I'm not doing transfer portal. Once you commit, you're here. If you don't plan on fulfilling your commitment, do not commit. Like he would tell players that. That has changed, and Dabo has realized he cannot be successful doing that. So he's eased up on his a little bit. He still got his heels dug in on a few things, but that is Dabo's way. And it seems like Kirby, because there have been rumors about players that are leaving again for more money. And I'm not talking like they just got outbid. I'm talking that Georgia went unruly low on offering a kid money. And so the kids just didn't visit with them anymore. So they're going elsewhere. So, and it's one of those deals where, and if you're doing the thing, if you're Kirby and you're like, what we don't have, we'll grab in the transfer portal. Kyle, you and I have already done a whole show on this. You've got to get high school recruits, because if you can get them in there, not all of them leave, even though every fan base thinks they're going to lose everybody they sign as a high schooler. That's just not the truth. You still need to get them in the building.
No doubt. And that's what Kirby's made a living doing, man. Just dominating recruiting, like number one class after number one class. And it's really hard to see a roadmap to even a top 10 unless they just start flipping kids, you know, from all over the place. So that's kind of wild. I mean, you get lockered for Isaac McNeil, who they wanted. You get lockered for Chance Gilbert, who's the number 8 player in the state of Georgia, who they really wanted. It's kind of crazy. And then it ain't any better for Alabama right now. It's actually worse for Alabama. Alabama currently in the top 10 looks like they're not going to get any of them. It looks like in the top 10 in Alabama, the top 10, once you get outside the top 10, it's a crapshoot anyway. Yeah. So it's probably – this is not a super deep in-state class, but the top 10 is still all top 200 players in the country.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like they're going to get any of them. Auburn's going to get at least 2, maybe 3, and I don't think they're going to get any of them.
See, and if he makes his living off of going elsewhere – which he already caught flack. You've heard it from the Alabama faithful. I mean, we got family members that are Alabama fans. So that's not like we're ever that far away from what Alabama's doing. And if he decides, oh, I'm going to start bringing some guys in from the West, I'm going to use some of my recruiting bases that I've got from back there, that ain't going to fly in the world of the Alabama fan. They already, you know, they hate the fact that we have referred to him as Harsin 2.0. And I don't personally think he is. I just think I like to watch him squirm when I say it. But it's going to be interesting out of those two who have been, let's call it what it is, Kyle. Those two programs have clearly been the powerhouse of the last decade.
Of course. They've been the bell cow of the SEC.
And I mean,
for the better part of a decade now.
I mean, on and off the course. I mean, from recruiting to also the product that they put on the field. They've been the epitome of success. So
Ben, clearly you don't look at any of the lists, which is fine. And that actually makes for a better conversation instead of spoilers. But where would you guess Alabama stands in the rankings right now? Just guess.
I would say if Georgia's at 22, I'd go Alabama probably 17, 18.
Pretty close. They're at 50.
Pretty close.
They're at 50 right now with 9 commits. 2 of those 9 are quarterbacks, which is hilarious. Wow. And there's a wide receiver out there, the number one wide receiver in the country, whose nickname is Bama, has an Alabama room, and he's getting predictions to go to Indiana. He just came from an official visit from Alabama, and they still think he's going to go to Indiana.
Wow. So it looks like Reuben Foster 2.0.
It's crazy, bro. I don't know what's going on. And what's even funny, if I'm not mistaken, Alabama just gave – their GM, like $1 million contract. Let me look that up. Alabama GM, his name's Courtney Morgan.
Yeah.
Contract extension. Hold on. I'm being Jamie from the Joe Rogan show right now. Yeah. On March 28th, I knew I saw this. On March 28th, this was last year.
Yeah, you got him.
No, he just got a new contract. Oh, okay, here it is. No, August 20th, no. Auburn football general manager Courtney Morgan signed a lucrative contract extension that pays him $1.2 million annually, approved by the University Board of Trustees that runs through the 2028 season, solidifies him as one of the highest paid front office executives in college football. That screams Gus's extension to me. Remember, Gus got the extension, and then everything kind of went to, you know, hell in a handbasket.
Oh, man.
He just recently signed an extension, and their high school recruiting is in shambles.
You get a $1.2 million extension, you're not supposed to be at number 50. Because I can tell you right now, they ain't making it to a top 10. That just ain't happening. Georgia at 22's got an opportunity to close late and maybe jump up there because, I mean, if it's a 5-star out there and they grab them, and that'll just move them up the rankings so much quicker. But going from 50 to top 10, buddy, he better earn that entire $1.2 million annually if he's going to make that happen because that seems tough to do. So, that's funny you made the Gus comparison because I was like, who can we compare that to as far as getting an extension? You know, giving somebody an extension, how bad it goes. And honestly, Gus didn't come to mind. You threw it out there.
So a lot of times, it's still June, but man, there's a ton of kids committing right now. And, you know, usually you can see the roadmap. You can see the roadmap to when they actually, you can see the roadmap to getting better. You can see the roadmap to becoming, you know, a bigger deal. But like, bro, I don't know that it's out there.
But Kyle, you're saying it's just June. They're going to be busy putting game plans together in July and August, and signing day's December. Like they ain't got to February.
And no, I know.
That's the thing is, if we were having this conversation this time or 2 years ago before the signing period moved up, I'd be like, they still got a while. You got through Christmas. If you have a successful season, they can jump on top of a bunch of people. December, dude, it's different than it was 3, 4, 5 years ago. Right. So they got to, like, the, you know, what's the old saying? Like, make haste. They gotta make haste because they're gonna be so. And now that's what the general manager position's for. Now is when the season begins. Take a little, you know, little work off the head coach as far as recruiting is concerned. But man, they got so much stuff that they're gonna be dealing with when kids get back on campus and they start dealing with that. Plus, that you don't want to make life harder for yourself than it already is.
So, I see 27 out of the top 100 are uncommitted, which is a very small number. Wow. And there's a lot of those kids that are perceived heavy favorites elsewhere. So, like, they may be considered uncommitted, but they're basically committed. Like, yeah. And it's a lot of them are not to Alabama. They got one in there that's got like 100% of the predictions, and one that's got like 54% of the prediction. And then in a Georgia one, they got one that looks like they're probably going to get him, but it's just kind of,
I'm just telling you,
the roadmap's not there. You know,
no. I mean, they're running out of players.
Yes.
To get them up there. That's the thing is, you know, it's great. It's like, oh, we're going to be fine. We'll turn out all right. It's like, with what?
They're running out of players, not just to get to the, you know, the number one class, but just to be like a class that fills all your needs. You know what I mean? Where you can be like a talented, deep class. It's just kind of wild. And then on Auburn's, on the other hand, Auburn is going berserk with another year with no on-field results to sell. Like, it's just all based off of hype and vibes.
Oh, right, and now all they're selling is potential. That's all they're selling right now. I mean, they're selling potential. They're still selling the family thing. They're still selling the new staff thing. You know, the good news is I honestly think that a lot of the players that he brought with him from South Florida that have already bought into the Auburn program are able to help once they get kids on campus. Not to mention, they've been a great job. You and I have talked about this with alumni relations. So you got Takeo that has been there visiting with people. You've got people on campus. Cam's been on campus a couple of times. And so they're using all the assets they have. Let's hope they continue to do it. But the thing is, you and I, what was it, two pods ago or a pod ago, we talked about how they are making haste, Alex Golish is. Like, it seems like they're moving guys. Like, they're not doing it on everybody else's timeline. They're like, hey, if you're going to commit, let's go ahead and make this happen now because we got other stuff we need to be doing. And we want you. You want to be here. What's the difference between committing this month as opposed to 2 months from now? Let's go ahead and do it now. And you said just something a minute ago that Alabama's not doing it. Georgia's not doing it. Auburn's getting pieces they need. Offensive linemen. Hell, they went and got a kicker, Kyle. I mean, we needed one. I mean, but went and got a kicker. And so offensive linemen, defensive players, whether it be linebacker or safety. And those are guys that are going to see the field. And Auburn, honestly, something else they're selling, Kyle, is Golish, dating back to South Florida and even his feelings when he was a coordinator at Tennessee, he ain't afraid to play young guys. So I think he's able to tell them, hey, when you come in here, if you're the best athlete on the field, we're going to put you on the field. There's not going to be any of this. Not going to be any of this. Sit behind this guy and learn. If you show up in practice, you put in the work, you be who you say you are.
Yeah.
You're going to see the field.
I dig it, man. Yeah. It's fun. And you hate Hey, if you're a recruit right now and you want like your day in the sun for your commitment, don't commit to Auburn because they will pile one right behind you in a heartbeat. They'll give you a few hours. But like, that's what, 3 days now that they've had multiple or three times in the last very short period of time, they've had two commits in the same day.
Well, you know, it's not just that. It's been every time you and I turn the daggone microphone on, we hear about news about somebody possibly dropping
I'm going to be honest, I'm shocked that hasn't happened.
This afternoon.
You know, I'm shocked that hasn't happened already.
Yeah. It's become a running joke. I know that people laugh at it, but I kid y'all not. Like, Kyle and I get ready to record, and y'all seen it. We've done shows where Kyle said, hey, Ben, I got some news.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
While we're doing the pod. So it is, you're right. If you're wanting your day in the sun and you're wanting to do it on your birthday or you're wanting to do it on your grandma's birthday, hey, that's great. But if you're wanting to come in as an outside linebacker and they got somebody else that's willing to commit right now, they're going to go ahead and let that guy commit. Like, they're cool with it. And so good for them, though. And I can't stress enough, we keep saying it, because all I hear, especially out of some of the old heads, is you can't live out of the transfer portal. Alex Golish is proving that right now, going and getting all these high school kids. He knows that. He understands, get them here. And yep. for all the people, and Kyle can tell you, I was one for a while, because I would say, I don't believe it till I see him sign the dotted line. I'm a believer that once they commit, they're
don't
just
say dotted, don't say dotted line.
I know. It's,
you're going to make me go into.
I'm one of the old heads. So you got to give me that one. All right.
You're going to make me go crazy.
But I always talked about, you know, kids flipping. Well, it doesn't happen. I mean,
I did a show this morning, Ben.
Yeah.
I did my show this morning.
Did you sign the dotted line?
Was about Golish lockering Kirby. That was like the whole show. And then. Yeah. I get a comment. I'm going to read it to you. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Relax. They have not signed yet.
You want to call them out? You want to put them on blast right now, who it was?
No. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. It's like, guys, the starting quarterback for Cal, you know, that's made all these lists for, like, the best quarterback in the whole wide world, that kid, he signed with Oregon as a true freshman.
He did.
He enrolled in Oregon. He went through practices at Oregon, and then January rolled around, just a mere 30 days later, he went into the portal and went to Cal, and he started for Cal last year, and he was great. Signing, so if we're going to play the game, if that's the deal, then signing doesn't mean anything either.
Signing does not mean anything.
So if you want to poo-poo on commits, you are to compare it, to say you don't feel comfortable until you can't use signing. Yeah. You got to say until they move in the second time.
The second time, yeah. When they come
until back. Until they start classes in January.
Exactly. That's when you got to start, you know, instead of doing that, you need to say if they're here at Valentine's Day, I believe they're staying. And that's if they're showing us love at Valentine's Day, then they're here, because it is. And I'm one. Kyle has had to convince me. So those of you that are chirping at him in the chats like that, Kyle has had to convince me, because I was one of those people. I was like, Kyle, I just don't believe it till they're here and they're signed and they're moved in their dorm. And then Kyle's like, well, that's cool. They do all that in December 17th and they go through some things. Next thing you know, come January, they're like, nah, peace out. I'm headed out. Ain't nothing I can do about it.
I hear you.
So,
well, Auburn's recruiting really well. I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. And they
what are we up to now, Kyle? We're 16?
No, we're at 11. 11th in recruiting.
No. I'm 16 talking, commits. I'm talking 16 Sorry. Commits. Yeah, 16 commits. That number's looking more and more positive, that 20 to 25 that we talked about.
Yeah. I did some like guessing just based off of some names that are still out there. It looks like 23 might be the magic number.
That's your number, 23.
That's my number. Set the line at 22 and a half.
I know that you're terrible at geography. Maybe you're better at numbers. I said between 20 and 25.
There you go.
That falls in there.
Well, I mean, okay, between 20 and 30. I mean, geez, if we're going to have that big of a gap. No, I'm kidding.
No, but you're guys, dead center between 20 and 25 if we go 23.
There you go. Guys, thank y'all for listening. Hopefully we keep – well, it's no hopeful. It's going to – the momentum's going to keep rolling. Then we just got to win on the field. Went on the field, and maybe who knows where the sky's the limit if that's the case.
I was going to say, this is a general reminder. This is the 2027 class, okay? None of these guys are going to make a difference when we play Baylor in Atlanta.
That's true.
Here in a month and a half. So keep that in mind.
All right, we're out of here. War Eagle.
Have fun at soccer tonight, everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's about to storm, by the way.
I know.
What if that game gets called off? That'd be a disaster.
That would be a disaster and a half.
You have to refund everything.
FIFA ain't refunding.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, let's get out of here. Peace.
War damn Eagle.